something about that word defend. You can post it on the whiteboard as well.
Yan.
Okay, so who'd like to go first? Sinong matapang na mauuna? Sino po? The ladies here in front.
Para tapos na.
Okay, this is how, this is how we wrote them down from assignment to implementation. First, we were thinking of an actual event in consideration so that it would be easier for us to outline the steps. So we started out with identifying the theme and the objectives or the general idea for the event itself. For example, if it's a worship night or a worship service. And then second, we research and brainstorm on the theme and all the other ideas that go along with it. Then we go ahead afterwards to presenting it to the staff meeting or, as discussed a while ago, the stakeholders, including the program and the budget. So it's a comprehensive concept plan already. And if it gets approved, we can finalize it and then delegate the tasks accordingly by creating committees for each of the tasks. Some of the collaterals which could be included, stage design, program, music, message, announcements, multimedia, and stuff. And then we can go on to identify timelines, coordinate with suppliers if necessary, if we need to outsource any suppliers. And then we can go ahead to prepare the collaterals, do the follow-up meetings, do the setup, the rehearsals that are necessary, and then execute the event, do the event report, and the last part is do event feedback or evaluation. Some of the difficulties, yeah, we didn't get much of that part except for the we always tend to forget the budget part. And it's not instinctively included. It's like sometimes the event tends to run. And then, okay, the budget is not yet approved. So we really had to, good thing we have a finance officer in the team. So someone was always reminding us, where did you put the budget again? So it's a good reminder for all of us, which normally happens in our events. The events go ahead without the budget being approved for first or halfway. It's not yet released and the event is already running.
Thank you, ladies. Oo nga, wag yung budget. Diba, medyo mahirap kumilos kung hindi natin alam how much budget we're supposed to be working on. Okay, next group. Oh, Janelle has been volunteered. Diba, yan ang motivation.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
We didn't really have an event in mind because we plan for several events. So we made it a more general plan, at least a framework on how we do events in church or even here. Okay, so first we establish. Okay, victory. We establish, basically we talk to the host or whoever's heading it. In our case, it's our pastors. And we establish the purpose or the goal of why we want to do this event, what it's for. And then of course, we also need to know the very important audience or who it's for, because the direction will be dictated by that. Even the way you communicate things will be dictated by the audience that you're targeting. And then, of course, next is the budget that we can work with. So we know our parameters, our boundaries, what we have and what we don't. And then, of course, we have to establish our time frame. Our time frame is, the deadline, the date of event, of the event that we have, and then work backwards from there. Reverse engineering, if that's what we call it. And definitely the theme. We already pretty much talk about the theme. of the event that we want to come up with. Next, after establishing all of these information, after that, we are now empowered to prepare for the necessary to basically flesh out the theme and all everything that we have established already. So this means manpower, gathering the team that we have, so that we know who we can work with, tapping the necessary key people that we can plan and brainstorm about the other details. Of course, get suppliers, prepare for the logistics. With the logistics, it's the venue, the equipment, the tables, yan. Okay, the technical things. Because we are in a church, we work a lot with materials. So the content is the meat of everything, so we have to prepare for that as well. And while this is all happening, there are meetings that go on every so often. Depends on the gravity of the event that we're producing. And then we execute. So after all is said and done, we will now execute. Diba? After establishing, being empowered now, we are executing the event. So this is the actual event, and we cannot forget to document the event, because in our church we always like to look back and see and have a basis and something to hold on to, kumbaga proof yan of our event. And kasi ganito kami ngayon eh yan. And after the event, it doesn't just end there, diba? When you execute the event, oh yeah, finish. No, but we have to evaluate. We have to sit down, get the committee together, the host, if they were happy with us, and then we'll discuss what worked, what didn't, and will we do this again? Is it something that we should do again? So based on knowing what worked and what didn't, we will do the necessary tweaks and changes so that we keep updated and we were always fresh whenever we repeat the things that we're doing, like Victory Weekend. It's something that we do all the time, but there are always things to improve on. Okay, and then we always love to celebrate. After executing, we celebrate the win. Yeah, so parang, as a team, go out together, and that will build. And that will build. Yung throat. And yun, so it will build the team. And relationship, kasi at the end of the day, we're here and we want to take care of the relationships that we have as well. So, there.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, so really, it is two important points there, no? Documentation. Make sure you record everything, okay? Keep everything in file, and then celebrate. Okay, celebrate with the team that put it all together, okay? It's also a way of evaluating the work that you have done. Okay, how about this group? Yeah, the difficulties.
Done all the preparations, and then when you're almost gonna execute, and then there's a sudden shift, whether it's a theme thing or a title, then that's gonna kind of rock our world. So,
there. Okay.
Sudden burst, yan.
Yan. Okay. Okay. Good. Next group.
The person who write this is great in video, so just pretend it's animated. That's why it's like that. So basically, we focus on an assignment that is close. This it's happening in August, so it's the first is to not just to determine, but for us as admin is to receive the assignment. or for planning the previous year, we have already put it in the calendar. So in other side of what Chris have mentioned, of course, if we planned an activity, we have already presented a projected budget that goes with it. So the local church team building for admin staff of Metro Manila, that's what we had in mind. After we received the assignment, we determined the purpose and objectives because this is a very crucial workforce. We have to set the date the soonest as possible because we are tapping into different local churches. And also we have to we have set already the date, the budget, and the venue. Somehow these are simultaneous. After we have determined the purpose, we create working committees, the team building working committee that will brainstorm and basically lead this team building. And then these are the people who will brainstorm about the theme, the programs, the activities, the speakers. And then we present a proposal. So usually we have, for approval, we have not just one, but so many times three options of the venue, possible themes, possible designs. So we already have that. So at this point, one of the difficulties is when the three options that was thought of and all was suddenly shut down or another additional objective or change in the objective. So of course, the things that were thought of and spent time with, we'll have to redo it again. And then when it comes to implementation, we basically have to implement everything that we have planned, right? Like number one, we have to start the promotion. We have to create the awareness already. And with that, it comes the design, promotional materials, and the communication plan. In this activity, we will not have tickets, but we will have emails. So how do we communicate and how do we do the registration and confirmation? So we need, actually the goal here is, I think, 100% attendance. So we really want that everyone will confirm. We coordinate with finance for the fund transfer budget and everything. The logistics, we coordinate with suppliers, assign tasks to teams. So now you are talking about implementing the logistics with the people who will, basically the stakeholders. And then structure preparation or collaterals. That means we have to prepare the manuals, the materials for the games or the team buildings. And then execution means the event proper itself. And the last is evaluate, meaning we evaluate both we get feedback forms, we give feedback form to the participants and also the working committee. So what Janelle have said, what worked, what didn't work, are we doing it again? And then just like what we've learned with Alex Castillo, we have to finalize the project. It's over and close. There's a closure for the working committee, appreciation and celebration if ever. Basically most of the difficulty come with the planning, because if the plan is thorough, which if we really give time to really plan things, work, think through things, that's the hard work, basically. So if we were able to anticipate what can go wrong, what can... so we in the implementation, it will just be easy. What we've learned with Alex Castillo, if we already put the people, process, structure in place, basically the execution will just be breeze.
Okay, so yeah, I'd like to emphasize that, no? Put in a lot of energy on planning. Really walk through the plan, no? Because that's the foundation of everything. If you start with a weak plan, then most probably you'll end up with problems once you execute it. Okay? Next group, this one.
How y'all doing? Hello. Okay, I'll give you guys a chance to choose my accent. I don't want to give you any accent. Today I'll give it to you in a government employee accent. Well, this is our project. First, we start with the initial project meeting. It's important to have the meeting because in the meeting, you do the objectives. You clarify the win. I'm not sure what that means. The person over there said it. You set the rules. The rules. Every person has to have the right role. So this is your role and this is my role. You assign the rules so that you know what you're doing. That's what I said. Rules. You people have to listen to me. You identify the stakeholders. This is really what's done, so I keep them awake. Yeah. And then you set the timeline. You'll notice that the way this is presented, it's timeline passion. It's like a blue chart. We're the only ones with the arrows, you see?
Yeah.
There's a reason to that. And then after the project meeting, you have another meeting. In government, there's a lot of meetings. In the church, there's also a lot of meetings. It's you, it's the people in your team, it's the Holy Spirit. The planning meeting comes after the project meeting. Here you do the budget, the very important budget, because God is the provider. But the pastor holds it all. See my notes? Very, very small, no? You see the teams, the creatives. Very important. You took the suppliers. The person who does the suppliers has to be very patient. Because without the patient, you cannot do the budget. That's when they put the problems, because the problem always changes. Because when the plan changes, the budget changes. When the budget changes, you cannot change.
Yeah.
Talk to the budget people, they will tell you. And then after that, after the planning meeting, we begin the implementation. That's when all the oculars take place. You choose the food, you choose the testing, the logistics, the venue. And this is important. This is nice. Kaizen. It's apparently Japanese. It means continuous improvement. Toyota. Coming from a person who drives a Mitsubishi. And it takes hand in hand with the regular updates, once a week usually. And then after that, one final pre-event meeting where you all meet together and what did we call this? The run-through, event run-through, yes. Sometimes there's an event run-through where they actually take place. Sometimes there is none because the venue is very expensive. So you cannot book the thing for the run-through, so you just, it takes place na lang in your assembly hall, sometimes in the playground outside your building, in the basketball court across the street. And then after that comes the event execution. The reason why it's called execution is because patay tayo dyan. They all call it execution because patay tayo dyan. And then after we execute, we evaluate. The evaluate is where we do meetings, we do the feedback. We did not talk about documentation. Tells you what we think about ourselves, no? And then we also do not celebrate. Because in the real world, there is no time. Kung ito lang reports, hard time to find the time to make the reports eh.
Celebrate pa.
Celebrate pa kaya? And again, without the budget, where are you gonna get that? You have not, do not the project for the budget or celebration. You just hope na lang. God is Jehovah Jireh. And then the reports, paano ano ba to? You do the financial report and then the event report documentation. And then you pray. Pray this doesn't happen again. Thank you.
Very good. Very good presentation. Pero di ba sa totoo lang, ganun talaga. Hindi ba? Hindi mo pa nga natatapos yung report kasi kailangan mo nang, you have to start working on your next event. Right? You hardly have time to celebrate, no? Much less complete your reports, okay? Very good. Last group.
Ang hirap.
Ang hirap. Ang hirap atang sundan yun.
Ang hirap sundan yun eh. Hindi, okay. Si Ma'am Jem just did a Gary V event. Wag. Ayan, so, wala, hindi ko kayang sundan yun, so let's not try. So, one, identify the objectives. This is the big why. After you get assigned, normally, if you're the one who normally gets assigned, that's the moment that you can go back and ask before you say yes. You go, why are we doing this? So hopefully before you say yes to it, you ask why. So that's your chance. Then form the working committee. This is the assumption that everybody else has an extra job. If this is a special event, it's a slash in their world for a season of time. So then goal setting. This is where you come together and answer the basic questions. Who are the main people the event is for? How many people are we looking at? Then from there, when are you wanting to hold the event? Where are you going to hold the event based on the number of people and budget and whatever else? How much is it going to cost? Okay, so then after that, you do your necessary research. Previous similar events, if you have a peg from other activities you've done in the past that are similar to that, possible venue options, possible suppliers who will be used for the event. And then number five, it looks simple in the flow, but this is a lot of work. Plan the event program. This is the how. This is the big how. How is the event going to look? And from there, you can plan out how the other things are going to execute. Okay, so next six, execute pre-event tasks. Hold ongoing coordination meetings. This is where you do your invitations, promotions, all of the prep work relating to the project. Seven is showtime. This is the actual event. We didn't call it execution because really the death happens here. Okay, so forget that, madali na eh. So number eight, post-event debrief, evaluation, and celebration. These are three different functions. So the debriefing is for the team, that you say goodbye to the team, say thank you. The evaluation is you work through, did we accomplish our goals? What should we have done, not done? And then you celebrate because at the end of the day, whether it was effective or not, nagtrabaho yung mga tao, so mag-celebrate na lang tayo. Okay, and then number nine, document event experience for future reference. We added this because it's been very helpful in the past whenever there are notes from previous similar events. Now, areas of difficulty here on the front end. Many times we have an event but the why is not clear. And it actually takes a while for the why to be solidified. So normally we're already here and then somebody says this is why. And that's where it starts over. So that's been a challenge many times from previous experience. And then because of the working committee are often slashes, there is no one full-time event manager pushing the bulk of this on a day-to-day basis. The reality is in a nonprofit world, we're all doing something else. So, and then the last one is here. Like Gans was joking, but it's true. Who has the time to actually sit down and write this before the next big thing happens? And normally we're just saying goodbye to this, the next big thing is happening already. So normally, hindi talaga naabot to. Just unreal experience. So that's what we presented. So there, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so judging from your presentation, you actually know what you are doing. Diba? We just have to tweak it a little bit, no? Make it a little bit easier. Okay, iron out some of the kinks. Okay, but you're off on a good start. Okay, so let's take a look. How do we create the event vision? Okay, first thing, you gather information. Okay, just like in any plan, be armed with information first. And then set your objectives. And then you create your event vision. Okay, so when you are given an assignment for an event, okay, I don't see it in your presentations, but at least it is good that almost everybody started with the objective. Diba? I've guessed you have improved a lot already. No, I've worked with committees in the past na when we convene the committee, ang pinag-uusapan eh, the first part of the program is, di ba, parang, oh, sino mag-i-invocation? Tapos, sino mag-opening remarks? Di ba, nandun na kaagad. Di ba? But first, no, when you are given an assignment, gather as much information as you can about this new assignment that you have. Okay? So, of course, you have to know what exactly should you know. Okay? So that you may be able to define what is it that you would want to achieve, meaning what would be your event objectives. And lastly, how will you achieve those results that you want? Okay, so let's look at the first one. What information should you know about the coming event? Okay, let us use our six helpers, the five W's and the H. Okay, so use these questions. Why, who, what, when, where, and how. Okay, the five W's and the H, who, how, leads to a wow event. Diba? So be patient enough to look for information that will give you answers to your five W's and the H. For example, okay, why? And why must this event be held? Okay, that would be your purpose. Okay? I've encountered clients in the past na pag tinanong ko, why must this event be held? Eh, kasi tradisyon na yan. Eh, taon-taon ginagawa namin yan. Eh, tsaka nasa budget na yan eh. Yung mga ganon, para bang that to me doesn't mean anything. If it's tradition, okay, so why are we doing it? Why are we keeping the tradition? Okay, if it's in the budget, why is it in the budget? Why is the company willing to invest in such an event? Okay, you have to really understand what the why is. Or probably another question would be, why would stakeholders want to invest in this event? Okay, what is in it for them? Okay, so go through the whys. Then you might want to ask who are expected to be attending or who would want to attend your event. Okay, what will delight your audience? What are the expectations of the shareholders? Are there particular numbers that they are looking at? Okay, and then when? If the date has not yet been set, so ask, when will be the best time to have this event? Okay, do you have it on a long weekend or just any other weekend? Do you have it on a weekday? Okay, also where? Where will the event be held? And where will the participants be coming from? That would be your consideration for your choice of venue. Then how? You ask how many participants are expected. Okay, it will also be very good to start to ask early on, how will the budget be set for this event? Okay, ano bang basis? Yan ba eh, depending on the ticket proceeds? Is it already a budgeted by the church? Is it going, do you still have to raise funds for it? Okay, so there are a lot of other questions which you might need to ask. Okay, so just be guided. Why, who, what, when, where, and how? Okay, so juggle those questions. Okay, those are very good question starters. Try to avoid questions that are answerable by yes or no. Diba? Hindi tayo Pinoy henyo na, oo, hindi, pwede. Diba? Hindi, kasi pagka ganun, you don't get much information. Okay? So go for the wow questions. You might also be interested in asking or gathering information about previous events, especially if it's an annual thing, okay? Or especially if you haven't done such an event before and someone else did, okay? So you ask, why did we have this event last year? Okay, who attended? How many were expected? How many actually attended? Okay, what was in the program? What did people like? What did people didn't like? Okay, I guess this also highlights the importance of documentation. That's why you have to keep everything on record so that it's easy for the next generation to plan. Or if you happen to be in the same planning team the next time around, you already have your references. Okay, when was the event held? Was timing important to the success? Kasi merong mga bagay na ganon. It's a matter of good timing. Okay, how about the venue? Where was the previous event held? Did that contribute to the outcome of your event? Okay, then check how much was the budget last year? How much was spent? Okay, and how well were the event objectives achieved? Okay, so run through those questions. Probably in the first meeting of the core team, you can already run through these questions. Okay, ask the host or the one who called you in or the one who gave you the assignment. Okay, ask them those questions. Don't be surprised if the host himself would not have an answer, especially dun sa why. No, kasi somehow, diba, we always dread the why question. Diba, naalala nyo in school, diba, when the teacher asks you, who says this way? Walang magre-raise ng hand. No? Kasi ang alam nila, ang susunod na tanong doon, why? Diba, parang Miss Universe yan. Diba, they ask you a question, and why? Lagi yun ang follow-up question. Pero, kailangan nyo ng alam. Okay, that's something that's we really have to find an answer for, because that will dictate on what your purpose for the event is. Otherwise, it's just another what time filler. Na ayaw naman natin mangyari yon, di ba? Okay, so focus on your why. Okay, we won't go into this because we have more interesting activities later on. But anyway, just to tell you that, keep on asking questions. Okay, gather information, ask. Okay, you might even want to take a look at, or you might even want to ask people outside of your organization, because they might be able to provide information that would be very helpful. Okay, the internet will offer also a lot of information that would be useful to you. Okay, so exactly what is the why of church events? Okay, we said that events are supposed to help achieve organizational objectives. It can support church functions. It is a solution to a problem. So whatever activity we have here, okay, let us determine why should it be done. Like for example, some of the activities here, like Victory Weekend. Why should there be a Victory Weekend? Okay. Why? Why would people be interested in it? Why would the church want to sponsor a Victory Weekend? Or let's say, for example, Singles Retreat. Okay. Or a Volunteers Week. Why should there be such a celebration? Okay. So, because understanding the why would give us better insights into what we will have to do. Okay? But if we understand what the purpose of the event is, then it will be easy for us to determine what activities should be included in that event. Right? Okay, so let's work together. I'll give each group a worksheet. Now, let's just work on a common activity. Can we just focus on the Volunteer Appreciation Night? Diba? Nice event, kinda nice feel to it. Okay, so each group, I'll give you a worksheet that will have... Okay. It starts off with the why. Why must the event be held? Or why would stakeholders want to invest in this event? And then later on, it goes down into who will be attending, what are your objectives, and what are your measures. But for now, please just concentrate on the why part. Okay, there's a dotted line there. Just answer the portion above the dotted line. Okay, so your event would be the Volunteer Appreciation Night. Okay, so what you have to find an answer to is, why should there be a Volunteer Appreciation Night? Okay, so I'd like to hear you now. So briefly, why should we have a Volunteers Appreciation Night? Okay, so tingnan natin. Let's just pass the mic. So, okay, first group here. Please pay attention.
Hello. Hello.
Go, Myla.
Test. Why must this event be held? We have three: to recognize the efforts of the volunteers, to communicate their value to the organization, and to cultivate volunteerism.
Okay, good. Okay, next group. What did you have there?
Expound pa ba? Hindi na. These are the reasons why this event must be held. We have three R's. Three reasons. We want to recognize the volunteers, appreciate, value, and honor them. We want to rejoice with each other for the year of service. And we want to cast a vision for recommitment. Thank you.
Okay.
Our objective is to communicate to volunteers that they are valued and appreciated, to continually sell the vision of volunteerism and indirectly encourage them to commit again for at least another year, and to celebrate our partnership with them, the accomplishments for the year, with a good time.
Okay, good. Next.
All right. So we're having the Volunteer Appreciation Night because we want to recognize the value of our volunteers. And it's a way of tangibly appreciating them. So, yan.
Okay.
We have volunteer appreciation because we want to show appreciation to all our volunteers and to also rally them for recommitment, and at the same time, to foster spiritual family.
Okay, so I guess everyone got that right. Okay, so you have a clear why. Okay, so you'd like to recognize them. You'd also like them to recommit. What was the other R? And to rejoice. Correct. Okay, so knowing, yes, sir. Question.
My question is, when we did the volunteer appreciation night in our church, we actually wanted to know, because it happens somewhere towards the later end of the year, we want to know if we had the same number when they reapplied, which is like for a certain amount of number. Then we wanted to see the last part, if they were still there, how much the attrition rate is. Is that considered a why as well?
That would be considered an objective. Okay? So when you do your objectives, kasi nga, di ba, you want to reward them, you want to them to recommit, okay? And you're also rejoicing. Dun sa recommitment, okay? Probably another R would be you'd want to retain them.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you set your objectives, you include that.
Yes.
Okay, you include retention as part of your objective.
Yes.
It's not a Y, it's the objective.
Oh, my group just want to mention that under Rejoice, we have 4 F. Fun, fellowship, family, sense of family, and the food. Don't forget the food. Under Rejoice.
Of course. Kasama palagi yon, di ba? Okay, so after you've understood your why, you now set your objectives. Okay, given that you already understand what the purpose is, and you already know who would be in the audience, okay, you now set your objectives or what results would you want to achieve. Now, first, there's what we call the event objective. Okay, and in your event objective, you should find an answer to either of these two questions. What must the participants do after the event? And, or, how will the participants feel after the event? Okay, this would be your event objective. This is the result that you'd like to achieve with the event that you're going to have. Okay, so it's something, it should be about something that the participants will do or how the participants will feel. Okay? Well, of course, aside from those two questions, we also have to keep in mind that we'd like to have smarter objectives. Our objective should be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-bound, exciting, and responsible. Okay, so even for events, okay, we have to go for SMARTER, smarter objectives. Go for objectives that are specific and measurable. Okay, so how do we measure that? Okay, depends on what your objectives is or are, and you have to provide specific measures for it. Okay, now there might also be other objectives for your event. Okay, there are certain events that will have financial objectives. Like probably when you have retreats. It might not be for profit, but then definitely you'd want it to break even. Okay, so may financial objective ka doon. Aside from identifying what is it that participants will do or how they will feel, you still have your financial objective. Or let's say it's, you don't really do marketing. Marketing then. No? Promotion. Okay? Or let's say getting people to accept an idea. Okay? So, let's say, for example, yan, dyan sa volunteer appreciation. Okay? When you, what you're selling is the idea for them to recommit and continue to volunteer. Okay, so what would be your objective? What should be your retention rate? Okay, ayan, pwede rin namang attendance and retention. It could be about people. Or it could be about operations. Let's say you're doing a training event. Okay, wherein after you've equipped people with skills, therefore they become more efficient. Okay, so you may have several event objectives depending on the nature of your event. Okay? But the event itself should work towards getting that action that you would want the participants to do or the feeling that you would want to instill in the participants. Okay? Clear? Good. Okay, and when we state objectives, of course, objectives always start with a word to, followed by an action word, okay, plus a smarter result stated within a period of time. Okay, now, just to make it simpler and more direct to the point, avoid coming up with objectives that will state to have an event that will reward volunteers. OK? Okay? To have is not the result that you would like. Because you are having an event. Diba? Para bang obvious ba? No, dapat yun nga yung ginagawa mo. Okay? So you can go directly to saying to reward volunteers, okay, for the past year. Okay? Or to ask volunteers to recommit. Okay? Or to have 100% retention among our volunteers. Ganon. Okay? So, remember, the way that you state your objectives, these are the results that you want. And later on, this is how you would measure the work that you would do. Okay? That's why your measures have, your objectives, rather, should be very, very clear so that come evaluation time and measurement time, you can get accurate measures. No? Kasi in events, hindi naman pwedeng daanin na lang natin sa palakpakan yan. Diba? Hindi naman pwedeng daanin na sa number of encores that were asked. No? You really have to have hard measures also. Okay, so go back to your worksheet. Identify who will be attending the... Ah, okay. Ano oras ba ang break? Ah, okay. Ah, sige. So I'll just go on with this. Ah, sige. No. Meaning the next break would be lunch already?
No. 10 minutes we'll kind of resume.
Ah, okay. Okay, okay. So 10 more minutes. Okay. Okay, okay. So we'll do this later. After the break. Okay, first, ayan. So, after you have done your objectives, okay, you now also take a look at the budget. Okay? Always remember, know what the budget is early on. Okay? That way, you do not exert too much energy. Minsan kasi, di ba, iniisip natin, ay, mababa lang budget niyan. So, you try to plan for something simple. Okay? And then later on, you discover, ay, malaki pala yung budget. A-adjust ka na naman. Palalakihin mo. O kaya naman minsan, sisimulan mo ng grand plan. Di ba? Super bongga na event. Di ba? With a floating confetti. Okay? Then later on, you would realize you don't have money for the confetti. Okay? So, learn how will the budget for the event be set and how much resources do you have, not only in terms of money but also in terms of manpower and time. Okay? How event budget set? Typically, you look at what we had last year or what we had the last time around. Okay? So, look at the budget of previous or similar events. Okay, or it can be based on projections and estimates. Okay, like for example, if you're planning a couples retreat and you'd like to target having 100 couples, so the budget would simply mean how much is the rate per couple times number of couples. Yun yung budget mo. Okay, minsan naman it's based on the general economic forecast. Diba, pag medyo taghirap, no? O kaya, diba, typically after a big typhoon, no, then we get guilty about spending so much on events. So you try to lower your spending on events. Or it can be about the expected return on investment. Okay, so depends on the nature of what your event is. Okay, but what you have to know is exactly how much is that budget. Oh, the another way of setting budget, how much would the host afford? Right? How much will the pastor allocate? Okay? Also understand that among the financial objectives, there are events wherein you are expected to deliver revenue that is greater than the expense. So clearly, there are profit-oriented events. There are also events wherein revenue is less than the expense. meaning these are hosted events that the organization expects that they are really spending for this. Or there are also break-even events, okay, wherein you don't earn anything, neither do you lose anything, okay? Revenue is equal to expense. So, as you work on your budget, understand also which of this would be your financial objective. Are you expected to bring in profits? If so, how much? Okay? Or are you expected to, well, just break even, earn enough to cover all of your expenses? Okay? Because budgets, well, it's part of reality. Okay, and we really have to pay attention to it. Okay, so purpose, audience, objectives, budget, the last one would be your measures. How will success of the event be measured? And what results should be measured? Okay, this is one thing that I learned, well, working in the corporate world, right? When you're asked to make your objective, make sure you already know how to measure it. Diba? Kasi para ma-prove mo na successful ka, kailangan may measurement. Okay? So, as you do your planning, as you set your objectives, evaluate, are the objectives that you are setting measurable? Okay? How will you be able to measure such a thing? Okay, there are certain actions that we require the participants that can be measured. Like, for example, if our objective is to make them sign up again for next year's group of volunteers, then let's peg a number. Do we expect 100% of the volunteers to recommit? Or would we be happy with 90%? Diba? Okay? So, and then, how do you do that? How do you know that they will recommit? If it's part of your objectives and it's part of your measures, well, it better be part of your program. So, somewhere in your program, meron dong activity wherein they will sign up again and commit to another year of service. Okay? Because you'd like to have hard measures, no? So that you know that by next year, you have X number of volunteers who would be working on your team. Okay? Questions so far?